Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Sunday evening, November 23rd, 2008. It's now about 8:03 p.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good evening, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620 or email us at comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's 646-652-4620, and our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. If you are listening to a rebroadcast, you may phone in your comments to area code 918-919-0101. I encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com. That's mytwocentsonline.com. And that, too, is a numeric 2. He discusses economic issues and how they affect you. You can also listen to Andy's commentary on contraryinvestorscafe.com. And, folks, he's excellent. I encourage you to go there. It's very, very professional. It is very in-depth. Andy is a chief strategist for Sutton & Associates, as well as a professional economist. This program is now available also on Sunday evenings through the Restore the Republic Radio Network. We appreciate their commitment to our program and encourage you to visit their website, rtrradio.com, for an entire listing of informative programs. Lastly, I would like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Well, good evening, everyone. We will have phone-in lines for the first half hour. I have goofed up on the electronics of what we had to do to set everything up to be on three platforms at one time, and we will only have this phone number for 30 minutes. So at 8:30, we will lose our phone line, but we'll try to broadcast through that, but without an incoming phone line, unfortunately. Folks, I'd like to apologize for my voice. I'm coming down with something. I guess the flu or the crud or something. And I hope my voice holds up. What I will do is come the half hour, if my voice totally breaks up, I will cut this to a half hour broadcast this evening, which most likely I will have to do. I don't think I'm going to last that long. As you can see, my voice is breaking up now, and we have about 26 minutes to go. Folks, this has been some week. It ended with the Dow, with the general market, stock market, going up considerably, about 6% or so. What was interesting about that, and something that no one mentioned, no one at all mentioned, no one on CNBC, no one whatsoever, is the fact that although the Dow went up 6 points, or $6, or however you want to look at it, you know, gold mining stocks went up on an average of 25 to 35%. Folks, let me repeat that, please. 25 to 35%. That is in one afternoon. Precious metals, that's gold and silver mining stocks primarily, went up 25 to 35%. Now, there has got to be a certain amount of nervousness in the market, which tells us that underlying all of this folly law, with every announcement that comes out, the market goes up, that there is a certain amount of nervousness that says, I better hedge my bets. And hedging my bets means this: I better put my money in real money. I better put my wealth in real wealth, and not this garbage that's out there, all of this paper that could very, very well be worthless. Now, I am a victim of this whole thing, folks. I wish I could tell you that I had made tons of money in this downturn. I would be lying to you. In fact, my portfolio is down something like 60 or 65%. Most people are down 40%. They are way ahead of me. The reason being is that I have most of mine in commodities, and commodities got hit much harder than the regular market, than the average market, the general market. Well, however, comma, one reason why I haven't jumped out of a basement window yet and sprained my ankle is that I know once all this money comes flooding into the market, what will happen is that things of value will actually be reevaluated by the market. And that's what I think happened on Friday. Things of value, when you have natural resources, things that actually don't depreciate with time, in fact, appreciate with time, people gravitate to those things. And it doesn't necessarily have to be gold or silver. It can be anything of value. Not paper stuff. Google is not of value. It may be an excellent investment, but it is not of value. And that's where I'm coming from. So I'm urging people to look at that very, very carefully. And when you go to Andy Sutton's website, you read his weekly commentary, which is the best in the business. Absolutely. Now, folks, I have subscribed to dozens of different news investment letters. Andy's is free, and it's the best. Now, he also has another one called The Sensible Investor, which is goes into more detail on particular stocks and segments and whatever. And you can call him and ask questions and whatever. He's a wonderful person, you know. But when you read his newsletter, you'll understand better what I'm talking about, right? Now, I want to get off that subject for a minute, but I did want to make mention of that. What I also want to mention is that I think it's about time that we start turning the TV off. Because every time we listen to these people that we've put into office, that or we've elected, who in turn have who have selected people to sort of run things in this country, you know, and then these people talk to us like we're in kindergarten, we should be insulted. We should say we are not listening to you anymore. We should say we are not turning on a TV set anymore. We're going to get smart. We're not going to get dumb. And we're not going to listen to your garbage anymore. This is exactly what's happening, folks. Exactly what's happening. Now, let me give you an example. Do you remember back in the old days, in the old days now, some people will not remember this, there was a scandal in Washington because of a purported purchase of a toilet seat that cost $600. Now, quite frankly, I don't think that toilet seat ever existed. But there was a toilet seat that purportedly that the Air Force or someone had purchased for $600, and they said they could have bought it at $14, you know? And there was a big scandal about this thing. I say bring back the $600 toilet seat. It sure is cheaper. It sure is cheaper than the trillions of dollars that we are throwing away at these companies. It is no longer. Do you know at one time if they said $1 billion, people would go, oh, my goodness gracious, $1 billion. Now we say $1 billion like it's absolutely nothing. And now when we say $1 trillion, it isn't all that much money. Now we say tens of trillions, and well, then we get a little nervous. And now we're getting into the quadrillion category. What we have to recognize as a country is that our government has no money. Absolutely not a dime, not a red cent, not even a new zinc cent that's not worth anything. Our government has no money whatsoever. The only people who generate wealth in the economy are the productive citizens of this nation. Now, when we recognize that, then we have to ask the question, what are these clowns talking about trillions of dollars? They have no money. Where do they get it from? Now, if they can generate trillions of dollars, I want that same ability also. Remember, this is a government for, of, and by the people. If those clowns can all of a sudden generate or make up or poof trillions of dollars, why don't we have that ability? Why don't I have the ability to print trillions of dollars myself, as much money as I need, and give it out? Why is it relegated to the public servants of this country? What we have to recognize is that in a free country, the government can print no money. It has no money. It has the ability to do absolutely nothing, folks. Not limited government, nothing government. Nothing other than if we give them the express permission to do so, and it's within the realm of the Constitution. Now, quite frankly, we've got a problem. You know it, I know it, we all know it. And every time we listen to these people on TV, we've got to be scratching our heads. We've got to be realizing, well, let's say, well, folks, let me say, so I'm going to say this off the top of my head. I'm going to make believe I'm either Bernanke or Paulson. And I'm going to just say stuff just, and I'm not reading this. I haven't practiced this at all. Well, right now we are looking at a program which will energize the financial system and stabilize the markets by injecting the required liquidity to ensure that there is confidence by those people who are making the decisions to ensure that loans are given out so that our productive economy can continue forward. Now, don't I sound good? Come on, man. I'm the next Treasury Secretary. Why not? I speak just like him. I know whatever he says, I can say on TV. I have no idea what I'm talking about, and folks, neither does he. This is what we have to recognize. Neither do these clowns know what they're talking about. You know why? Because they don't understand what is going on. They haven't the foggiest idea of what's out there. They don't know how it's been concocted. They don't know how to resolve it. And it's like having a child on drugs. And you say, oh, poor Johnny's on drugs. And because he's on drugs, he doesn't work. And he sits home all day on drugs, watching TV or whatever, or listening to music, you know. So what I have to do as a good parent is give him enough money every day because he has no ability to work. He is incapable of working, so I have to support him. Now, if you can tell me, callers call in, 646-652-4620. I will not chew your head off, I promise. I'll be very kind to you. And you're out there, so get to the phone and ask some questions. Make a comment. What is the difference between me giving Johnny, my druggy son, $20 to sustain himself for another day, and these guys giving money to these financial guys? Could someone explain that to me? I don't think there's a dime's worth of difference in that. Here, let me give you some. Here, now our government is going to solve the problem. Now remember, when Barack Obama comes in, the government's going to solve the problem. Now, here's what's really interesting. This is what I love, is the fact that Barack Obama was in fact part and parcel of a losing entity, a losing organization. He was in office at a time when the government was going down the tubes. He's part of that. And so was McCain. And the whole lot of them. And you know what they did, folks? While they were collecting taxpayer dollars and losing money, running deficits, they still, these public servants, still took their hellacious salaries. In fact, the ones that ran for office didn't even work for 2 years. They went on the road, and they campaigned for 2 years without being in office. In other words, it's like you not showing up for your job for 2 years, still getting paid, and then when you go back, your desk is still available, and they greet you with open arms. Is there not something wrong with that? Damn, there better be something wrong with that, because if it's not, I did it all wrong. When I took a week's off vacation, I used to sweat it. I used to worry about my job, and I used to worry whether I had a job when I got back. And that was a week, and it was an earned vacation. Here's some of the things. These are some of the beautiful things. $219,000 was funded, a curriculum package to teach college students how to watch television. Isn't that wonderful? $1.2 million to study the breeding habits of the woodchuck. $150,000 to study the Hatfield-McCoy feud. $1.5 million to buy a statue of a Roman god, Vulcan. I love Vulcan. I love that term. In Birmingham, Alabama. And Birmingham, Alabama needed a statue of Vulcan. They need something. $50,000 to fund a tattoo removal program in St. Louis, Obispo County, California. 26,000 to study how thoroughly Americans rinse their dishes. We have music. This is great. I think we're coming in for a station break. This is Joe Cristiano, Liberty Talk Radio. Please stay tuned.
SurvivalFoodNow.com. We are living in uncertain times. Unless you've been living under a rock, you understand that indeed times are changing. Not only are we hearing about the energy and food crisis, but we're feeling the effects of both. SurvivalFoodNow.com has been established by a group of concerned Americans who care about the future of our families and yours. We at SurvivalFoodNow.com understand there are three basic necessities for our survival: air, water, and food. We all have air. The majority has water, but only 0.2% have a food supply. So what are you going to do? There are only two choices. Be prepared or don't be prepared. The security of your family may very well depend on the choice you make. SurvivalFoodNow.com's mission is not to cause fear or panic. Our mission is simply to let our fellow countrymen know they only have two choices. SurvivalFoodNow.com knows being prepared can be a costly proposition, but it is our goal to get a storable food supply to all our members. Just $50 a month, auto ship, will keep you prepared. SurvivalFoodNow.com.
Did you know an ad on Restore the Republic Radio, like this one you're hearing right now, sells for less than $15 for a whole week of advertising? If you have a product or service that sells to the Patriot Freedom Movement, RTR Radio is a place for you to advertise. Visit RTRradio.com, click on the advertise link, and place your bid now. Not only are you building your business, but you're helping support us, allowing us to continue to bring all the news and information that the mainstream media refuses to share with the public. We appreciate your support. We look forward to working with you to create a mutually beneficial business relationship here at RTRradio.com.
Here in Canada, owning a can of pepper spray for self-defense from a rapist is illegal. Yet, they allow it for protection from a bear and other wildlife. How many bears have you seen in downtown Toronto? Why do our politicians insist women be defenseless against two-legged predators? Tell your government to stop interfering with our God-given right to self-defense. After all, self-defense is every woman's right.
Are you suffering from election shell shock? We've got the perfect therapy, the surefire cure. Regain your sanity and restore your equilibrium by reading The Grim Shadow, a modern-day fable. A story packed full of action, suspense, betrayal, terrorism, and a dubious political election. The Grim Shadow is at its core a parable of courage, loyalty, and love. Check out the reviews at thegrimshadow.com. Little book, big story. The ultimate allegory.
Folks, this is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Our phone and number is 646-652-4620. 646-652-4620. I'm sorry, I'm coming down with something and I'm losing my voice. Hopefully I'll be able to go for the hour. If not, we'll go for a half hour. We have 10 minutes left. Please call in. I'm on right now, Restore the Republic Radio. We appreciate very much their support of my program. We're also on Blog Talk Radio, and we also stream on the Internet. Now, folks, I know you're listening out there, so you get to the phone and you call me with your questions and comments. I want to finish up. We were not interrupted, but we had a station identification break, and I wanted to explain how some of our money is being spent. We had, I'd said $26,000 was we spent to study how thoroughly Americans rinse their dishes. Now, I think that's very important, don't you think, folks? $90,000 to support Calgoro Hall of Fame in Fort Worth, Texas. $150,000 to promote therapeutic horseback riding in Apple Valley, California. Where else? Folks, that's only a short list. But you have to understand that our government is spending money they do not have. Where are these people? Now, when we talk, I'm going to talk about many subjects. We talk about this, the bailouts. Now, these, we say bailout. I hate that term. I hate the term bailout, and I hate the term stimulus package. Let me tell you why. When we say this is a stimulus package, what we are doing is we are predicting the future outcome. We are saying this stimulated the economy. This is the end result. When we say we're not giving a stimulus package, we're just giving them money that we don't have and we can't afford, and we are praying something good happens by it, and we don't know what will happen. We have no idea, not no unearthly idea, what's going to happen when we put that money out there. But what we do is we call it a stimulus package because it's been preordained to be successful. That is like saying, we know who's going to win the game before the game even starts. So why have the game? Now, if it's a stimulus package and it does stimulate the economy, my question is, why haven't we been doing this for decades? Now, bailout package, I hate just as much. What are we bailing out? They never explained that. Are we bailing out a corporation? Of course we're not. Are we bailing out people? No, we're not bailing anybody out. What we're doing is we're putting money in the marketplace that we don't have in places that are foreign to us that we can't describe and we cannot find. And then we call that a bailout package. But if they were cornered to say, fine, how is that money being used? And what is it bailing out? These clowns could not tell you. You know what? When we look at what is going on today from a historical perspective, we are going to constantly reassess these times. Just like we've studied the Civil War or the World War I or World War II, our perspective of those wars, of those times, of those events actually changes with time. Now, actually, in most cases, we become a lot more objective as time goes on. As time goes on, we become more objective. We become more detached. We become more analytical. We have more people uncovering information. For example, World War I. We learn now that World War I was a promotion. Woodrow Wilson promoted that war to the American people. I'm not going to get into World War I. We find out that World War II, FDR was not innocent, that he actually almost, indirectly orchestrated the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Now, if you would have mentioned that back then, after the bombing of Pearl Harbor by the Japanese, you know, you would have been shot. You would have been considered a traitor. Now we're learning the true effects of Vietnam, for example, the Korea conflict. Why we were really there. What was the real motive? Now they come out. Well, you know, 50 years later, you know, geez, they're all dead anyway, so what the heck? And we will find that whatever happened during 9/11, September 11th, with the so-called terrorist attacks, we will learn the truth of that someday. And that's not going to be pretty. I put that in the category with Pearl Harbor. We are not innocent there, folks. And history will bear that out. And when they look at this time, during this decade of decadence, when they look at this, the way we handle our financial affairs, and then how we try to solve them, they are going to have a field day. They're going to say, what were those guys thinking of? Folks, we only have 4 more minutes before the lines go down. 646-652-4620. My voice is going. You know, if you have any questions or anything, please call in. Call in now, 646-652-4620. I'm awfully sorry. I only set up the timer for our phone for 30 minutes for some reason. I don't know why I did that. It was my mistake, and I apologize for that. Now, they want to bail out the auto companies. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. They want to bail out the automotive companies. The automotive companies are dead. They're dinosaurs. They cannot survive. The best thing for them would be bankruptcy, and they know it. I don't really understand why they're looking for a bailout, because they're only sustaining the inevitable. And I don't understand their logic behind it. Now, if I was one of the on the congressional committee interrogating the CEOs, I would have asked a couple of questions such as this. During the time when your company was losing billions of dollars, what did you do with your stock options? Did you get any more stock options? They say, oh, no, we didn't. Right. Did you receive any pay? If they said yes, they say, wait a minute. You are the CEO. You're supposed to be directing this company, and you have been directing it down the toilet. Why would anyone give you money for that? Why should you be paid for that? Shouldn't you be giving this money back? Now, that would be a hard question. And they could not answer that question. Now, I'll tell you why they don't ask that question, folks. Because the people who are asking that question are also working for a bankrupt enterprise called the U.S. government, the federal government. They are bankrupt. Because if I was a CEO of GM, Ford, or Chrysler, and they would have asked me that question, I would have thrown the hot potato back to them and said, well, let me ask you this, Senator. If the U.S. government is in worse shape than we are, have you been receiving your pay? We have a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the line, 615 area code, your first name, where you're calling from. Yep. And just let me remind you, we have about 1.5 minutes. I'm awfully sorry. I really goofed up my my timing of my telephones, which I was 30 minutes off. Yep. So please do.
Andrew and actually Nina from Democracy Inception, we do a show on RTR Saturdays, 8 to 10 Eastern. I just want to say that so far, the last 10 minutes that I've been hearing, you've been on the money. And if you want to know why they call it a bailout, they're bailing out their excuse to roll in a new currency as per the G20.
Well, Andrew, that's the best explanation I've ever heard so far, and I buy it.
That's the only thing that makes sense to me. I mean, if you turn on the news, it's such a load of CR star P that if anybody actually still buys it, it's incredible.
You know,
it's almost exactly. It's in 1984. It hurts.
Yeah. I invested in Citigroup many years ago because I knew for a fact that they were the meanest people in the world. And I said, if anybody will make money, and they'll sell their mother if they had to make money, I said, it's Citigroup, and I put my money there. And I did okay with the stock. When I saw that the House of Cards was over, I sold out. In fact, I tell you, I sold out at $47 a share. I was so proud of myself, you know. But I tell you, those guys are so – they're rotten on both ends.
Citigroup is a good choice. Goldman Sachs is will be a good choice in that case, and Cantor Fitzgerald would be a good choice. And Cantor Fitzgerald's a story worth looking into, especially in relation to 9/11.
Okay, we only got about 30. Andrew, I'm awfully sorry. We have about 30 seconds more. I hate for the phones to close up on you. Thank you very much for calling in, Andrew. Appreciate it. Good luck with your program. Thank you.
All right.
Well, at least we had one caller call in just a few minutes before our phone lines went down. Our phone lines are going down in 15 seconds, so this will be a one-way street from here on in. I want to tell you a little story about a motorcycle that I just purchased 3 days ago. I've always been a proponent of the Japanese motorcycles. Oh, by the way, we have no incoming phone lines now, folks. I apologize. Do not call 646-652-4620. You can instant message me to Starve the Beast. I don't even know what our instant message. It's STB, Internet Radio. That's how AIM, Internet Radio, Instant Mail. But I bought a new motorcycle. It was relatively inexpensive. I like smaller bikes, smaller CC bikes. My friends like these big monsters and all that. Although I do drive a monster. It's a trike. It's a Honda trike. It's an 1800cc. It's a real monster. It's all souped up and all that. But I don't particularly care for it. But I do have I bought a BMW Cross Country 650 single cylinder thumper. It's a terrific bike. It really is a nice bike. But I'm going to tell you a story about this. You see, I like Japanese bikes because when the Japanese build a bike, they don't build a bike because it's convenient for them to manufacture it the way they do. I mean, they manufacture it efficiently, but at the bottom line is, now that we made it this way, is this convenient for the customer? Now, I'll tell you this. A BMW doesn't do that. Not on their motorcycles. I mean, they make a fantastic motorcycle. You can't. It's very difficult to find better. Their cruisers are the absolute best in the world. But if you want, if it breaks down, or you got to fix something, or you just got to do something like check the oil level, you know, you've got yourself a hellacious problem, because they manufacture it according to the way, the easiest way to manufacture it, and not the way a person would use it. So I bring this motorcycle home, you know, and it rode beautifully. And I said, well, I should just check all the fluids in it just to make sure. I couldn't even find a dipstick. I had to call the factory, found the dipstick, and you wouldn't believe it. It was almost impossible to unscrew and take off. It was covered by the cowling. Anyway, finally got it off. It was out of oil. I'm surprised I didn't burn up the engine. Good thing I only went a few miles with it. But it was below the critical level. So I wound up putting oil in it. Then I wanted to check to see how the antifreeze was doing. And it's a water-cooled engine. And they have a little thing where, a window, where you can check the fluid level. And I look, didn't see anything. What on to me? So then I went to the manual to find out how the heck do I put water in this thing. Well, I had to take the entire side of the motorcycle off. Then I had to disassemble the actual overflow body from the frame. Now, this is just to put water in it. You know, and I sat there, and this was this morning, by the way. It was cold in my garage. I was still in my pajamas. My wife heard me swearing in 14 different languages, 13 of which I never heard of before in my life. You know, and there I am, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is just like General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler. They are not making cars efficiently, effectively, and what the people want. And when they don't do that, they should go out of business. Now, the motorcycle rides beautifully. But I'll tell you one thing, I'll never buy a BMW again. Next time I go back to something like Suzuki or Kawasaki, they know how to build bikes. Because when they build it, they're saying, how is Joe going to check the oil? Now, that's how you gain or lose customers, folks. You don't gain or lose customers because you got a special name. You do it because you make a product that people want. General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler do not make cars that people want. I'll give you another example, and I may have given this example 19 times on the air, and that was, I'm a big Chrysler Mopar fan, you know, love the Hemi, you know, had an old Hemi when I was young to race. I never finished it, but I had they call it the Red Ram, that's the first stage of the Hemi. Beautiful little engine, I think only like 250 cubic inch, something like that. Monstrous little engine, though. Gigantic heads on it. Beautiful engine. Anyway, so I always loved the Hemi engine. And so they came out with a Hemi. I was so excited. I went to the Dodge store and the dealership in my area, and I said, I got to see this Hemi car. And they said, here it is. And it was a four-door sedan. It was the ugliest damn thing I ever saw in my life. And it looked like an ugly four-door sedan. It was, you know, I said, no, I want the Hemi, the ones, the muscle cars, you know. They said, oh, no, we put Hemis in that. And I thought to myself, I said, holy smoke, why in the world would Chrysler think of putting, you know, promoting their Hemi engine, which when people say Hemi, they think of drag racing, muscle cars and all this other stuff, high performance, in a four-door sedan. In fact, this car was like brown, light brown, you know. It was just an ugly four-door sedan, like something someone would take, you know, to the store, you know, or something, little old lady's car, you know. And I said, but don't you have a two-door sedan version, you know? And they said, no. I said, wait a minute, you came out with a Hemi and you don't have a two-door sedan? They said, no. I walked out. I couldn't believe it. You had to buy this big Jaboni four-door sedan. You know, they didn't make a car people wanted, and it didn't sell. And, of course, then the price of gasoline went up, and, you know, people were flocking to buy Hemis, you know, on four-door sedans. You know, how wrong could you be? Now, what I don't understand is they pay these guys at these motor auto companies. Oh, here we go for another station identification. This is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Please stay tuned. Thank you.
From the producer of Beyond Treason comes a new tale of deception and political spin.
We're not mining through the personal lives of millions of innocent Americans.
What if legislation that was supposed to protect our freedoms actually took them away?
Here's your Patriot Act! Here's your...
What if you could be arrested for asking a question?
Help! 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 Are you kidding? You're arresting me!
What if the government could monitor your communications and break into your home?
Well, they punched me in the face.
Will you resist? Or will you freely surrender your liberties? Welcome to the new American dream.
Are you tired of the old media? Then welcome to RTR Radio, an integrated radio broadcasting network that brings you truth of what's really going on around you. If you're concerned about where this country is headed, tune in to RTRradio.com. While other networks wait to see what's going to happen in America, we tell you what's happening in America. Get your daily dose of truth, liberty, and justice right here on RTRradio.com.
Survival food. SurvivalFoodNow.com. We are living in uncertain times. Unless you've been living under a rock, you understand that indeed times are changing. Not only are we hearing about the energy and food crisis, but we're feeling the effects of both. SurvivalFoodNow.com has been established by a group of concerned Americans who care about the future of our families and yours. We at SurvivalFoodNow.com understand there are three basic necessities for our survival: air, water, and food. We all have air. The majority has water, but only 0.2% have a food supply. So what are you going to do? There are only two choices. Be prepared or don't be prepared. The security of your family may very well depend on the choice you make. SurvivalFoodNow.com's mission is not to cause fear or panic. Our mission is simply to let our fellow countrymen know they only have two choices. SurvivalFoodNow.com knows being prepared can be a costly proposition, but it is our goal to get a storable food supply to all our members. Just $50 a month, auto ship, will keep you prepared. SurvivalFoodNow.com.
Got something you want to get off your chest? Or something wonderful you want to shout about to the world? Well, send it to me, because I'm Rex Brocky, the host of Rants and Raves with Rex on Revolution Broadcasting. Every day at 5 p.m. Eastern, or every weekday at least, you can tune in and hear the best and the worst in the news of these very interesting times we live in. Rants and Raves with Rex on Revolution Broadcasting.
Welcome back. This is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. I must apologize. We have no call-in number for the next 20 minutes. We lost it. And next time I shall not make that mistake again, and we'll have a call-in number throughout the entire broadcast. And on Sunday evening, we're on Restore the Republic Radio between 8 and 9 o'clock Central Time, or between 9 and 10 o'clock on Eastern Time. Also, please send your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. I forgot to mention that during our last break. It's comments@libertytalkradio.com. I apologize for not having a phone line, but please do send me your comments. I will either respond. I respond to every email that I receive, and sometimes we'll just take that email and make a program out of it. So you'll do me a favor, and you'll be doing yourself a favor. Thank you very much. So, you know, folks, we were talking about why we should not be bailing out these companies. We talked about this on Thursday morning, on our Thursday morning broadcast. Folks, let's face it, they cannot get out of the commitments that they have now, and those commitments are making them uncompetitive. The only way they can get out of the commitments that they have, and that's some of the ridiculous benefit packages and some of the commitments they have for some of the buildings and the lands and the bonds that they have, it just makes it too expensive for them to operate. Even if they are successful, they will still go out of business because their competitors are not burdened and their competitors are way ahead of them. Period. That's the bottom line. Forget about all the other rigmarole that you hear. I want to talk about Barack Obama's stimulus package now, and which I hate calling, I just said I hate calling it stimulus, but what he wants to do is he wants to flood more money into the marketplace. Now, folks, understand they have no money. They are well into debt. I mean, we're in deficits to the tens of trillions of dollars, and here we are talking about injecting more money to stimulate jobs. No one can say, the only person that can stimulate a job is you and me by going out there, starting a business, working ourselves to death 24 hours a day, trying to get people to, stimulating people to buy products that would make them, their lives better, make them more productive, etc. That stimulates the economy. We are individuals. We are the ones that create the wealth. Government cannot create wealth. What bothers me is they're talking about a nationwide infrastructure stimulus package. Now, why would good old Joe here be so against a nationwide infrastructure package? I mean, it sounds so damn good. Well, that's because we shouldn't have to have one. Because the infrastructure that we have should have been taken care of on a regular basis. When we build a bridge, there is a certain, it's just like owning a car. You have to change your oil so many miles. You have to rotate your tire so many miles. You have to tune it up, you know, whatever. You need to wash it on a weekly basis. These are the things you need to do to maintain the car or it falls apart. Now, when we build a bridge, and I'm against government building bridges. I think that should be a private enterprise deal. But when the government builds a bridge, they build a bridge and then they say, well, we're going to float these bonds, bing, bang, boom, you know, taxes go up and all this. But, you know, the bridge will pay for itself or the roads will eventually pay for themselves somehow. But what they do is they divert the money that is given to them for maintaining the roads, for example, and they spend it on other stuff because no one ever got elected. Said, if you elect me, I will make sure that our roads are maintained. They won't get elected. They always have some, oh, if you elect me, I'll start this program to do this, this, and that. And where do they get the money from? From the roads, from other places, things that they should be doing, that they've already committed themselves to do. So when Barack Obama says he's going to put it for infrastructure, I say, sorry, we've already done that. Our infrastructure should be in perfect shape because we've given trillions of dollars to the government for infrastructure. Where the hell is that money? We should ask that question. Where the hell did you put that money? But we don't do that. We go, good. Oh, he's a new, he's changed. You know, we need him. Oh, he's our savior. Instead of saying, you bum, what did you do with my money, you bum? But we don't think that way. It's like we build a bridge, everyone goes home, and the bridge repairs itself. And then when it falls down, you know, into the water, and people get killed, then we fix it. Of course we don't do that. We have a budget. We know that it takes so many dollars a day, actually, or per hour, to maintain that bridge. And then when someone takes that money away for some other boondoggle piece of garbage, you know, that bridge is going to suffer. Then we know all of our bridges in the United States, all of them are in disrepair, and many are very dangerous. One fell apart here in Oklahoma, killed a whole bunch of people, right here on I-40. And every time I go over, once in a while I go over that bridge, now they've repaired it, you know, I wonder if it's going to fall again, you know, I get really nervous. But we shouldn't have to worry about that because there should be a regular maintenance program. But that's the first thing they cut. Now what they're going to do is that in order to get into office again, they say, we are going to create jobs. This is the sexy part of it. The sexy part is that we're not going to just fix the bridges. That's not the point. The point is don't fix the bridge. We don't give a damn if it falls down, but we're going to create jobs. We're going to put people back to work. Well, you can't put people back to work because you're not creating a job. That job should be done, and there's someone there already to fix that bridge. Where is that person? Why hasn't that person been doing that job? Where are the monies for that bridge? No one asks these questions. We just go, oh, he's our savior. He's for infrastructure. He's for nobody. Wake up, folks. You know, it's amazing that we have a failed government, a government that's well beyond bankruptcy. You name it, it's well beyond the whole damn thing. I mean, every business, every failed business in the United States, aggregately, is not as in bad shape. If you add it all together, is not as in bad shape as the government. But yet the government is evaluating other companies to determine whether or not they should be receiving a bailout money. But wait a minute. Who's bailing out the government? It's like, I have no money, I'm bankrupt, but I'll give you as much money as you want. What? I'm sorry, I lost something there. I lost something in that equation. How could one bankrupt person help somebody else? Monetarily. Well, you know what? I just realized there really is a genie in the bottle. All these nursery rhymes that I heard when I was a kid, they weren't nursery rhymes. They were true. These people made stuff out of thin air. They did. And all along, ever since I was a little kid, well, right when I started growing up, I realized they were fairy tales. They're not fairy tales. They're true because it's happening right now in front of my eyes. Isn't that amazing? Outthinking is so crazy in our government regarding everything that we are doing. And what bothers me is the news media repeats the stupid stuff. And no one in the media goes, these guys are nuts. These guys are crazy. I'm losing my mind. They go, well, you know, the stimulus package is purportedly to bring, to generate, let's say, 2.5 million jobs, and that would bring the economy back to blah, 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 blah. You say, wait a minute, it doesn't do that. And let's assume it did. Let's assume, I'm going to give it credence, which I hate doing. How long will it take? For the money to be approved, appropriated, and for these programs to be by a burdensome government that can't get anything done, and eventually get out there for people to start working and get the paychecks and start spending the money, and for the money going, it will be years. There has never, ever been a stimulus package, a job, a make-work program that has ever helped in bad times. And that includes a depression. That exasperated the depression. And yet, we do it over and over, over and over again. And we are crazy, folks. We are nuts. We are clinically crazy. And you know the definition of crazy. Keep on doing the same thing. Expect a different result. We do the same stupid thing. We expect a different result. Oh boy, my voice is hurting me. I know I still have my voice, but it hurts to talk. I only have 10 minutes, and I'm going to go through the thing, and then I'm going to have some hot tea or some honey or something for my voice. I hope my wife has something for me. And it's the government plays this game. You know, heads I win, tail you lose. I mean, they can't lose. They can't lose. Everything they do is a game. And I have friends of mine who are social democrats, progressives, you know, who buy into this crap, and they're bringing people. How do you understand that? Explain it to me. And to them, it's, well, that's the real world. Everything is the real world. Well, no, I know. You're right, Joe, but this is the real world. I'm right, but it's not the real world. Well, if I'm right, what world am I in? Am I in Daisy Land or what? Where am I? Citigroup, it was announced this evening, will be getting something from our government. My goodness. Getting something from someone who has nothing. Now, someone has got to send me some email to comments@libertytalkradio.com and really start explaining that. I'm losing my voice now. You have got to explain that. Something from nothing. We are getting something from nothing. Houdini's got nothing over these clowns. How is that we get something from nothing? Matter can never be, cannot be created nor destroyed. It just changes its composition. When we die, all the atoms in our body don't know we died. They just go and they become something else. They become a bacteria or something. It always goes on. But yet the federal government, you know, and they've convinced us that the laws of nature, the laws of economics, you know, really don't apply to government. Don't worry about it. I mean, don't worry about the real world or what could really happen, because we're here and we don't really go by that anymore. What we do is we have our own universe here, and this universe is really different than your universe, and in our universe we can make things happen that are impossible in your world. So that's why you need government, because without government, these impossible things could never be accomplished. They would never be realized. Making something out of nothing could not be done without government. Without government intervention, our children wouldn't be educated. They would be so dumb. Our children, without government intervention, do you know, our children would probably learn to read. Isn't that horrible? If they read, they would probably get to know what's going on and not like the government very well. So we keep them stupid with our stupid system that we have for a school system, and the government likes it that way. But that's the way we think. You see, folks, we're crazy. We're all crazy. Everybody's crazy. Anybody who cannot think through this and look at it and say, there is something really wrong with the entire system. Not just with this issue, I agree with this and disagree with that, and this one maybe, and this one halfway, and there's something wrong with the entire system, folks. When are we going to realize that? Now, the big challenge is convincing other people that they are crazy. You can't do that, can you? Very difficult. And that's that challenge that we have. We say, get the word out there. You can't get the word out there, folks. Because you get the word out there, you know what'll happen? People consider you a nut. They'll ostracize you. They won't talk to you anymore. Very difficult. People have to go through literally a neurological change to break their thinking habits. It's a neurological change. The stupid belief systems that they have about government and politics and all this other crap that they believe in. Excuse me. No, excuse me. I think I'm getting a cold. The last doctrine that I'd like to talk about is the too big to fail doctrine. Because if anything is too crazy, it's this one. It's too big to fail. Well, if it was so damn big, how the hell did it fail? Big companies, or the biggest of companies. Now, remember, Citigroup, largest corporate enterprise in the world. I mean, just think of that. Not sort of a big store with a few people. Largest corporate enterprise, financial enterprise in the world is now literally worthless. It didn't happen overnight. Folks, this may be the end of our program. This is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. And I guess this is intermission. And after this, we might come back and just say goodnight. Okay, stay tuned. It's comments at libertytalkradio.com. Comments at libertytalkradio.com. Thank you.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants, hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
The economy is collapsing all around us. Banks are closing. The Federal Reserve continues to pump billions of dollars into the system to try to stop the bleeding. No, who is to blame? The Federal Reserve System. On November 22nd, the end begins. Every Federal Reserve Bank, every Federal Reserve office, 38 cities, one purpose, end the Fed. Visit endthefed.us and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at restorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the Federal Reserve System. November 22nd, the end begins.
From the producer of Beyond Treason comes a new tale of deception and political spin.
We're not mining through the personal lives of millions of innocent Americans.
What if legislation that was supposed to protect our freedoms actually took them away?
Here's your Patriot Act! Here's your...
What if you could be arrested for asking a question? What if the government could monitor your communications and break into your home?
Well, they punched me in the face.
Will you resist? Or will you freely surrender your liberties? Welcome to the new American dream.
Hey, listen up. Join Revolution Broadcasting and Restore the Republic on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern for Keep America Free with Amanda Moore. Amanda's a conservative talk show host with a libertarian twist. She's mad as hell, and she's not going to take it anymore. And neither should you. Join us and help keep America free. That's Wednesday nights, Friday nights, and Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. And let freedom ring. Hey, you, I'm talking to you.
Did you know an ad on Restore the Republic Radio, like this one you're hearing right now, sells for less than $15 for a whole week of advertising? If you have a product or service that sells to the Patriot Freedom Movement, RTR Radio is the place for you to advertise. Visit RTRradio.com, click on the advertise link, and place your bid now. Not only are you building your business, but you're helping support us, allowing us to continue to bring all the news and information that the mainstream media refuses to share with the public. We appreciate your support. We look forward to working with you to create a mutually beneficial business relationship here at RTRradio.com.
Are you tired of the old media? Then welcome to RTR Radio, an integrated radio broadcasting network that brings you truth of what's really going on around you. If you're concerned about where this country is headed, tune in to RTRradio.com. While other networks wait to see what's going to happen in America, we tell you what's happening in America. Get your daily dose of truth, liberty, and justice right here on RTRradio.com.
Thank Wayate and Travis for all their work they did behind the scenes for us here, producing this and helping us get all these guests. They did a great job, and I really want